Hi, this is Melvin York, and today with Gardening with Daddy Pete, we're going to talk about blueberries. I've been asked more about planting and what types and where to with blueberries here in the last few weeks, I believe, than I ever have. So it's very important that you do pick the right variety of blueberry for your area, and planting and taking care of a blueberry is really not that hard as long as you get everything right to start with. So we're going to talk about some of the different varieties and different blueberries that can be planted. There's actually five major varieties of blueberries that's grown in the United States. From low bush, there's a northern high bush, southern high bush, rabbit eye, and a half high. A lot of these blueberries you'll see around here are probably either high bush or rabbit eye. The high bush variety, they're more disease resistant than probably any other blueberry variety. The high bush cultivar is like a self-fertile plant. However, cross-pollination by another cultivar ensures the production of larger berries. Now, I have one in my yard, and it is a high bush, and it's been there for almost 18 years. No fertilization whatsoever. It takes care of itself, and there's only one bush. Whereas, yes, it's full of berries every year, and it does produce well, and the berries are fair size. If, in fact, I would have had another one with it, or I would put another with it, it would probably yield some bigger fruit. But every year, it just keeps getting more and more. I do prune it somewhat every year or every other year, but it's really not necessary on these varieties. They can be pollinated by another blueberry, whether it be a low bush or high bush, but that doesn't always mean that you're going to get bigger berries when it's a different variety. The low bush blueberry varieties are just what their name suggests. They're a small counterpart of the blueberries. They usually only get about 1.5 to 2 foot high. They need a little pruning, if any, but you're going to need several of those because the yield of the small one is not. Unlike the high bush variety, where they'll grow 6 to 8 foot tall, these are usually 1 to 2 foot. Now you have a northern high bush variety, and you'll see those more in the northeast United States, and they'll grow between 5 and 9 feet tall, and they're probably one of the blueberry bushes that requires more work than any of them. They do the constant pruning on the high bush, northern high bush varieties. Just to give you an idea of some of the varieties on northern high bush, if you happen to see these names out there, you'll automatically know that that is a northern high bush. Again, these grow 5 to 9 feet tall, but they do require to be pruned pretty constantly. Some of those varieties are Blue Crop, Blue Gold, Blue Ray, Duke, Elliot, Hardy Blue, Jersey, Legacy, Patriot, and Ruble. They all range in their recommended USDA hardiness zones. Now, that's something you need to become familiar with, is the USDA hardiness zones. And for any planting you do, look it up. It will tell what zone you're in. And then when you're buying plants, it also will have tag, and it will tell you what zone it's good for. So not only in blueberries, but anything. When you're growing in the USDA hardiness zone map, is should be your key for vegetables, for annuals, for shrubs, for trees, whatever. Now we have the southern high bush blueberry. They grow about 6 to 8 feet tall. It was created to allow blueberry productions in areas of mild winters. They require less chilling time to break and bud flower. These bush blossoms in the late winter. So the frost will damage the production. Therefore, southern high bush varieties are best suited in an area with a mild winter. Some of those varieties are Gulf Coast, Misty, O'Neill, Ozark Blue, Sharp Blue, and Sunshine Blue. Now, you'll see a lot of these being sold, these next ones sold around, and they're rabbit eye blueberries. They're native to the southern United States, and they grow between 10 feet tall in height They were created to thrive in areas with long, hot summers. They are more susceptible to winter cold damage than northern high bush berries. Many of the older cultivars of this type have thicker skins, and you can tell by looking at them. It's easy to tell the bark is thicker on it and more obvious seeds. These varieties, and you will probably see these in the area that we're at here in Piedmont, North Carolina, you will probably see a lot of these into your box stores and around. It's usually shipped in. Brightwell is one that you'll see a lot of. Climax, Powder Blue, Premier, Tiff Blue. These are all pretty well common in most of your box stores and a lot of the nurseries around here. Now we have a half-high blueberry. And this is a cross between the northern high and the low bush berry, and it'll tolerate temperatures down to about 35 to 45 degrees. It's a medium-sized blueberry. The plants grow 3 to 4 foot tall. These plant here, for everybody wanting to do container-grown fruit, these will be the ones that you want. That's called half-high blueberries, and these are good temperatures, 30 to 45 degrees. Now, with a container, the great thing about that is you can cover them. You can pull them into the barn area for the winter time and then come back out again. So like you would a lot of your plants for the winter. These need less plant pruning in high bush, and they're just about half the height, about twice the height of the low bush. So the best of both worlds here, but an excellent container blueberry. The varieties on those are, that you'll find, and this is just some of them, is Blue Gold, Friendship, North Country, Northland, North Sky, Patriot, and Polaris. These are some of the best varieties that I think would do well for you in containers. Where do we get blueberries? Okay. When we pick a place to plant, here's the number one thing. You want to make sure that you're not planting blueberries in a low spot. And around our area, we have a lot of clay, red clay. So you're going to have to prep the soil. One thing we do with the red clay, when you pull it out, you're going to have to amend it with either some pine bark, aged pine bark, and peat moss, something to break that up, a good organic matter, like a compost to go with it. And then when you plant the blueberry bush into that, by mixing these things like the pine bark, the compost, and the red clay all together, then when that planted, you want to make sure that you do mulch over it. I would recommend the pine bark fines or soil conditioner, soil enhancer, whatever it may be called. In our case, for using the Daddy Pete's brand, it is a soil enhancer, an aged pine bark fine. This will give it a good mulching. This keeps your temperature, your water, all at an even pace during the hot summer months. That protects the roots of the plant. Cold weather, it also protects it from the freeze. Now, blueberries are like its friends, the azalea and the rhododendron. They do not like a high pH soil. They do like an acidic soil, 4.8 to 5.5. So, in doing your planting, do not reach for the lime and apply lime. If you'd like to add some calcium to that soil, I think it'd be great. You can either use gypsum of calcium without raising the pH of the soil. Unlike dolomitic lime, it will raise the soil some, and that's something that the blueberry bushes do not like whatsoever. But anyway, spacing them apart. One thing that we want to do with the blueberries, you can kind of look, if you're not doing containers, stay at least 4 to 5 foot apart in all directions with a blueberry. You can plant them where, again, the soil is well drained, and yeah, they will take full sun, not a problem. As little as 6 to 8 hours of sun, that they need at least that. So when you're planting on that, you want to do a place that gets at least 6 to 8 hours of sun. You want it to be in a well-drained location for water. You don't want them plant them standing in water or low areas. You want to amend the soil. If it's just red clay, you can do it with some compost, some peat moss, some aged pine bark vines. You can also do that. And then when you're done planting, make sure that you do mulch it with something. I personally like, again, the pine bark vines. That way they're a low pH and they don't raise the pH of soil at all, like some other things would do. Hardwood mulches would be okay, but there's some things that would not be. We were talking about the gypsum, and what I couldn't think of a while ago was Epsom salt. Epsom salt is a good one to provide calcium and magnesium without raising the pH. So those two are gypsum, and that is G-Y-P-S-U-M, gypsum. You can raise your calcium level and your magnesium level of your soil without raising the pH. Also, pick this up off the drugstore shelf. Yes, it's the same. Epsom salt will do the same thing. So those two should help you. I hope this is kind of give you just a little bit of an overview of looking into blueberries and growing blueberries. And we'll go into some more of this maybe later on. But for now, that should get you off and going and should be successful if you follow these few steps. If you get a chance, you can go to our website, daddypeats.com, and click on join the button. Listen to us. Be with us when we're doing these. Also, sign up for a podcast, sign up for our emails. We'll be glad to do that while you're there, if you don't mind. Look around our page, check out our different soil products, and look at the about page. See how long we've been around. I think you'll find it interesting on our farm. Well, until the next time, this is Melvin York with Gardening with Daddy Pete. Thank you.